Now, refreshing some laws from first year, we've got Dalton's law of partial pressures. You sum all of the partial pressure, you get your total pressure. So if we're talking the atmosphere then, you sum all of the partial pressures of the gases, you'll end up with your atmospheric pressure. We've got Henry's law, which was one of my favourites, you remember. Take a partial pressure of a gas above a liquid, such as water, you multiply by the Henry's law constant for that particular gas, and you'll be able to calculate the concentration of that gas in the water. Then what we do in third year that's a little different to first year is I like to couple equations together. So I can get you then to calculate the concentration of carbon dioxide inside a raindrop. So you go, oh, I have to calculate first of all the partial pressure of that carbon dioxide, yes, and then use Henry's law to calculate what its concentration is inside the raindrop. But it can get worse, because if we then think about elevation with height is changing our pressure. So at the top of Mount Everest, which is pictured here, it's quite high, the pressure is going to change. Now, the barometric law allows us to calculate the pressure at a given height. So the barometric law then says that if we're taking our pressure at altitude Z relative to our pressure at sea level, P sub zero, then we can calculate PZ by multiplying our pressure at sea level by the exponential of minus Z over H, where H is the scale height. Now, the scale height, I'm going to give you it as a number, but if you were interested, it comes from gas constant, the temperature, molar mass of the gas that we're dealing with, which in this case would be the average for air, and the gravitational constant. But it's a constant, which is 8.4. So if we're then calculating our atmospheric pressure at the top of Mount Everest, then our Z value is going in as 8.8, and our scale height is going in as 8.4, and the kilometres are cancelling top and bottom. Which means I can now ask you to calculate the raindrop at 10 kilometres up in the atmosphere and what the concentration of carbon dioxide is inside that raindrop. And subsequently it'll get worse, because they'll ask you to calculate the pH of the raindrop at 10 kilometres, because we can use the mass of base chemistry, but it's coming up down the track. And it's covered in your BEARD books.